Date Night, The Next Step, Chapter 1, Third Time's the Charm. Hitch Trailblazer trotted down the streets of downtown Maritime Bay, headed southwest towards the lighthouse. He made sure to have a light lunch, so his appetite would be good and ready for whatever Sunny was preparing for their third date. Every Friday night for 3 weeks now. Sure, they had seen each other almost every day and grabbed a quick bite to eat on their lunch breaks, but other than that, these Friday night dates before the weekend were all the time they could make for each other, and that was when the two even got something that could even be considered a weekend. Maritime Bay was getting more visitors than ever, so that meant more patrols by the MBPD to keep the streets safe and especially clean. Sunny kept herself just as busy with smoothie sales. When the locals and tourists alike wanted a smoothie made by the reunifier of Equestria, it wasn't often when sunshine and smoothies didn't have a line down the boardwalk. When they ran out of their weekly supplies in 2 days, they had to make an emergency run to the wholesale grocer, and then proceeded to double the size of their next supply order. And even that barely made it through the next week as tourism only increased. So tonight, he was casting aside all the worries about litter just as she wasn't thinking about next week's forecast. But that also made him wonder. What was she thinking about? Hitch didn't have much of a dating life, but he was aware that in most social circles, it was around the third date when things between two ponies got closer. So was she expecting things to get close tonight? He hadn't had any intentions of spending the night, but then again, neither had she when she had fallen asleep on his couch as their movie had come to a close on their second date. Maybe he should just try and wing it, and not get frazzled if things didn't exactly go according to plan, if there was any plan to speak of. He decided that he wasn't gonna assume anything. Besides, dinner was being planned on her part and to just enjoy the evening. He came to the western side of town and made his way south down the coastline, nodding at passersby that greeted him as they went about their business. A pony couldn't ask for nicer weather for a Friday night, a light breeze as the sun began to dip below the horizon. The path south became hilly, and after cresting the first hill, he saw the repaired lighthouse standing tall in the light of the setting sun. He sauntered up the front walk, came to the front door, and knocked. A few moments later, the door was opened, and he was greeted by his mare friend Sunny Star Scout, complete with an apron tied around her neck.
"Hey there, cutie,"
she said, coming in for a quick smooch.
"You get started without me,"
Hitch asked as he wiped his hooves on the doormat and stepped inside.
"Yep, and finished without you as well. After that veggie pasta last week, you're gonna see what I can do on my own. I hope you're prepared to have your fetlocks knocked off,"
Sunny said with a smirk, as she returned to the kitchen after ushering Hitch to make himself comfortable on the couch. She had a nature show on low volume already on to keep her company while she worked in the kitchen, and Hitch could only guess that this was how Sunny felt as the aromas only got more inviting as she chopped and mixed. While he mainly worked on the stovetop last weekend, he heard the oven door open and close a few times. 20 minutes later, just as he was getting into the nature documentary on the screen, over came Sunny, with a large baking sheet which he slid onto the coffee table. On the right side of the sheet were 6 freshly baked garlic breadsticks, and the main event was clearly the 2-inch cast iron pan in which rested a deep dish pizza.
"Whoa,"
Hitch commented, his mouth already beginning to water.
"One of my favorites from our big eat-out nights downtown, and I've been reading up on how to do it myself here. It's stuffed full of veggies, and we have to let it rest for about 5 minutes, so the breadsticks are to start us off,"
Sunny replied, going to get a couple of plates, a knife, and a spatula. A third trip back to the kitchen yielded 2 tall glasses and a bottle of red wine, which he quickly poured, then sliding a glass over to Hitch.
"Happy third date,"
she said, taking a sip before grabbing the knife and cutting into the pizza. The farther the knife sunk into the cheese, the more Hitch wanted it in his mouth right now. After getting 6 equally portioned slices, she got the tip of the spatula placed right behind the crust and got it between the pizza and the pan, and got that oh-so-marvelous ooey-gooey cheese stretch as she lifted the first slice from the pan and onto the plate, serving Hitch first. The next slice went to her plate, and with that, they dug in. After just the first bite, Hitch had a feeling that he was going to happily hurt himself.
"Oh, wow, you knocked out of the park, Sunny. Please, tell me this is cheaper to make than to order downtown,"
Hitch said, then immediately taking a second bite.
"If I made like 3 a week, probably, but this is a special occasion dish, no doubt,"
Sunny replied. Another 20 minutes later, the cast iron pan lay empty, as did their wine glasses. It wasn't enough to make them tipsy, but it was just enough to give them the slightest bit of a buzz.
"You know, if you really want to get technical, that really wasn't a pizza. It was a casserole,"
Hitch commented, getting a chuckle out of his mare friend. Without a doubt, both of them felt like they had eaten too much, but that thing wasn't entirely too good to be subjected to reheating of any kind.
"I don't know if I'm going to be able to walk home,"
Hitch commented.
"Well, that's if you walk home. I recall that I spent the night on your couch last week, even if it was by accident,"
Sunny replied.
"Well, it sounds like you're offering me this couch tonight,"
the sheriff said.
"Not exactly,"
Sunny answered, pushing the cork back into the wine bottle.
"Hitch, Would you like to spend the night with me?
God damn it, man, I love this romance. Anywho, let's get on to our lovely donators. Top donators are 630, Peter Coldhard, J10 Man, Darkside, Only One Thing, and Twinkie. Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moonheart, Pastel Skies, Austin Rollins, CrazyGeller557, Stu Hex, Sword Brother and Mordred, Omicron Library, Will, Chris, Dospel, Delta Omega, Jack Hedge, RumorsLife9852, Madman Sten, Leslie Prickett, Drake Love Dragon, Hansa Norman, Stephen Bingham, LineGun12, Sorcerer Constantine, Hutzaza, Convair, and many more awesome people. Thank you all so much for watching this video and live life to the fullest.